Never have viewers of the Masters seen a finish quite like yesterday. The golf event began with a 21-year-old in the lead. He collapsed, and that part is normal. It's hard to keep the lead under pressure at the Masters. What was amazing was the charge from behind by Tiger Woods, and then several less famous players sped right past Tiger. Christine Brennan, sports columnist for USA Today, joins us now from Augusta. Hi, Christine.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. It must have been hard to know where to stand on the golf course yesterday. There were so many players in contention at once.
It was crazy. We will remember it forever. And mostly we'll remember it, Steve, for Charles Schwartzel, 26 years old from Johannesburg, South Africa. He birdied the final four nerve-wracking holes to win by two, 14 under par over two Australians, Jason Day and Adam Scott. Never before, Steve, has a Masters champion done that, birdieing the final four holes to win. He had been four off the lead coming into the final round. He chipped in for birdie on the first hole, creating one of those early Augusta roars, and then holed the sand wedge on the third hole. He was off and running on a crazy day when there were eight different players in all tied or sharing the lead at one point in it by themselves. Schwartzel was the steadiest. 16 greens, he hit in regulation, putted like a demon, and a relative unknown, but he is the Masters champion.
It's hard to explain for people who maybe haven't watched a lot of Masters how hard it is to do what Schwartzel did on those final holes. There are lots of lakes, ponds that you can hit into, water hazards, there are sand traps. I mean, you can birdie those holes, but there are lots of opportunities to screw up and blow the tournament, and tons of players have, and to actually play each of those four holes flawlessly under pressure is pretty remarkable.
You know something he did last year? He met with Jack Nicklaus, who has won a few of these green jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And he took notes on how Jack Nicklaus thought his way through the tournament. And that really paid off for Schwartzel yesterday.
Well, what did you make of Tiger Woods' performance?
There were two versions of Tiger yesterday. The one who shot five under par on the front nine, fist pumping, the putts were falling. And then the one who couldn't do much of anything on the back nine. You know, since his personal troubles of 17 months ago, Steve, Tiger hasn't won a golf tournament. And that's still the case. He finished tied for fourth here. That's exactly the same as last year. For all his great play in those final, you know, the first 2 hours on Sunday, it was wonderful afternoon theater, but he ended up losing by four strokes, and he really wasn't in the conversation the last hour, which, of course, that's not good news for Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, it looked like he might be able to just kind of hang on and watch everybody else fade, but nobody faded.
Well, that's true, and Tiger needed that because he hadn't played well on Saturday, and that's, you know, for Tiger, he's been having these uneven rounds where he'll play well one round, and then he won't play well the next round. He hasn't been able to back it up, and yesterday we saw a little microcosm of that. He had the great front nine, but then couldn't back it up. Again, too much inconsistency for a man who hasn't now won a major in almost 3 years.
So what does it mean that we have a Masters here that's won by a South African? Not the first South African by any means, but won by a South African and a bunch of other overseas players were right near the top.
It means for the first time since 1994, there of all the four majors, the men's majors, not one of them is held by an American. And that's two South Africans on your scorecard, one German, and one Northern Irishman. It means the game is global, and that's terrific for the game of golf. But with Tiger Woods in a little bit of disarray trying to figure out his game, you wonder when the next American will step up. And so far, we have not seen that.
And in just 10 seconds, can I mention none of the foreign players seemed intimidated by Tiger Woods the way that players always used to be?
They always talk now, these young guys, about how they want to play against Tiger. They learn from him, but they're more emboldened by the day when he does not win.
Christine, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today, speaking from Augusta, Georgia.